As I mentioned earlier, when I was young, both my parents worked, and I was very much on my own. And one of the more constructive things I did during that period was to collect horror movies. And I did it with a vengeance. It was a great time to be collecting horror movies, too, because there was this great repertory theater, really, of people who were making these movies, like John Carradine and Lon Chaney Jr. and Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff and Basil Rathbone and Gail Sondergaard, great heroes like that. And I've always been fascinated by horror movies, and it's never been quite the same since then. But I was reading the New York Times earlier last year, and there was an article about a man who was going to Romania to do a book on the Dracula legend, and he had a grant to do this, and he wasn't having much luck, really. He wasn't finding very much material, but he was going to write this book anyway because he had this grant, you know. And I don't usually use a quote above my point because I think they become crutches, but there was this one quote from the Times. I think it's one of the great newspaper quotes of all time. And let me read it to you. It's from the New York Times, February the 5th, 1970. Quote, "Most country people around Transylvania look blank when asked if they've ever heard of the vampire Dracula." So I was inspired by this, believe me. With my background, I couldn't resist it. So I made this poem about it, and I call it Zimmer Fearing Anemia. Nobody sucks blood in Transylvania anymore. The fusty castles have lost their shadows, being broken open to the sunlight. Stakes are used exclusively as lot marks, and pale ladies are presumed safe now in their four-poster beds. The peasants believe that Bela Lugosi is a brand of goulash. They laugh at the ancient legends, but they don't feel as bad as I do, and they haven't seen or heard what I have, how the elf owl peered through the dry ice fog and screamed when the kill was made, how gypsy bears moaned beneath the mic booms, and the moon glared like the eye of a wolf through the clouds that spun like flax within the filtered lenses. Nobody believes that blood is sucked in Transylvania anymore. But there are days when I feel so bad, when my head seems like a prune and my body is folding, folding, that I find myself fingering my neck to be sure that two little holes aren't there.